Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam, Masechas Beis Brachin, the laws of the Beis HaMikdash and the Seif HaAvodah. Continuing on the theme of the previous Perek, discussing the Kedusha, the sanctity that Beis HaMikdash has and the surrounding areas, in this Perek we discuss the mitzvah of Yira, of having fear and awe and acting like that in regards to the Beis HaMikdash. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, regarding mitzvah Saseh, there's a positive commandment, Yira min HaMikdash, to have fear from the temple. Shem like it says in the Pasuk, U'mikdashi tiro, and from my temple you should have fear, as it says in the Yikra. Now, as Rambam explains, the Balaim in the Mikdash of the Yori, not really afraid of the Mikdash, the temple itself. Rather, it's from He, referring to Hashem, who commands on His fear, which includes His temple. As Rambam explains, Halacha Beis, how is this? How do we go ahead and have fear from Hashem, which is in regards to His Beis HaMikdash? So, Leikonis Adam Lahar Bayis, a person should not enter into the Temple Mount, but makli with his staff, his stick, or even minil shabaragla with his shoes on his feet. Or even afundase, which actually the Rambam himself in Pirshei Mishnayos explains, it's the undergarments that a person wears, that if someone shouldn't just come dressed like that. Or with the dust on his feet, or if he has money that's bound up in his cloth. Main tzor chleima sha'asa lorik b'chalar abayis. We don't have to say that you're not allowed to spit on the whole Temple Mount. Elements nominally rik. What happens if a person has spit in his mouth? Mavli b'chusus, he absorbs it in his garment. V'liyasa harbayis derech. He shouldn't make the Temple Mount into a path. Sheikonis m'pesach zu v'yitzav pesach shekenek. That he should be using as a shortcut, coming in one way and leaving out another way. Kedei lekatzar derech, to shorten his journey. Elikifu mebechutz. Rather, he should go around it from the outside. V'liyakonis le'il dvar mitzvah. He should not enter the Temple Mount unless it's for a mitzvah purpose. Halacha Gimel, now b'chala nechlas l'har bayis, whoever does enter the Temple Mount, and this all follows along the obligation to have Yira, nechlas derech yamin, enters on the right side, u'makifim b'yetzin derech smol, and they go around through the left side, go counterclockwise. Chutz mimisha erid davar, besides someone that something bad happened to him, as the Rambam is going to explain, being a mourner or in excommunication, shumakav al smol, and he actually goes around to the left side. And actually, they would ask him, why are you going in the wrong direction than everyone, going to the left? He would say, Shani Alva, because I'm a mourner. So they would tell him, oh, Hashaychem Abayis Zeyeh Nachamecha, the one who dwells in this house should console you. Or he would say, Shani Menudah, because I'm excommunicated. Oh, they would tell him, Hashaychem Abayis Zeyeh, the one who dwells in this house, referring to Hashem, Yitim Bavavcha, he should put in your heart, that you should listen to the words of your colleagues, Bikarbucha, and then they'll bring you close, and then they won't put you in Nidu, in Chayim anymore. Whoever would finish the service and would take leave of the Har Habayis, in the Yitzhak Bachov Lehechel, he wouldn't leave with his back towards the sanctuary. Rather, he would go walking backwards a little bit at a time. And he would walk slowly on his by walking sideways until he leaves the courtyard. So to the Kohanim from that group that was working that week in the Beis HaMikdash, the Yisraelim, who were the presence for the Karbanis, which also had the Mishmaris, Ulevim and Levim from their platform, that's how they leave the temple. Like someone who takes steps back from when he's davening Shemoneh Esrei, walking backwards, and again, all this was done to create the awe from the Mikdash. Halacha Hei, so to lo yokel od mesereisha, a person should not act lightheaded. Keneged sham mizrachei shel azara, even not in the azara, but opposite the eastern gate of the azara, shushar nikner, which that's nikner gate. And the reason is neishu mechuvin keneged beis kadosh kashim, that is directly facing the entryway of the holiest of holies, because all the shearim one after the other in that same direction. And bechala nichnas lazara, whoever enters into the azara, yahalach benachas. Should walk calmly, b'mokum shemutal le'likonis l'sham, in the place where he's permitted to go over there. The year atzmi shomid l'vnei Hashem, he should see himself as he's standing in front of Hashem. K'mashenema, like it says in the pasuk in Malachim Aleph, b'hoyu einai b'libi Hashem kol yamim. My eyes and my hearts were there all the days. U'mahalich be'emo, he walks with awe, v'yir with fear, to other with trepidation. Shem, like it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, b'veis lehem, the house of God, nahalich b'rogish, we walk in fervor, again with a certain emotion, a certain trepidation. Halach above talks about a specific halacha of Yira, is v'asal l'chalodim leisha b'chalazar. It's forbidden for any person to sit in the entire courtyard. V'ein yeshiva b'azar, and there's no sitting in the courtyard, illa malcha beis David b'vad, only for the Davidic dynasty. Shemek says, the pasuk in Shmuel beis, v'yoveh ha-melech David v'yishal v'nei Hashem, that King David came and he sat in front of Hashem, only David and the kings from malchus beis David. Ay, v'sanhedrin, but the high courtyard, ha-yishim malishkaz ha-gazes, that they sat in the chamber of Yunstone. So the Rambam, as Rambam had explained in the previous parag, that it was half and half, they only sat in the half that was unconsecrated. Halachas Rambam tells us what the halachas are today. Although these days the temple is destroyed because of our sins, a person is obligated in the same awe as he treated when it was still built. And a person is only allowed to enter in the place where he's permitted to enter if he's tar, meaning today we're all actually ultimate mason, we don't have the paraduma, and therefore actually whoever goes there is chayav kars. But if a person would be tar, you're only allowed to enter where would normally be permitted to enter when it was still around. Bazar, now the sin, the courtyard, and now let it act lightheaded opposite the eastern gate of the base of Mikdash. Shemek says in the Pasuk, my Shabbosis you should guard, and my temple you should fear. Which is comparing the two to tell you, Mashmir Shabbos Loim, just like keeping Shabbos is forever, Afmari Mikdash Loim, so too, awe of the Mikdash is forever, Shav Bishachar, although it was destroyed, because it retains its sanctity. At the time when the Beis HaMikdash was built, it's forbidden for a person to act lightheaded from Mount Scopus, which is Tzayfim is the word of looking. We you could see the Har Bayis from over there, but further than that, you can't see it anymore. Which is beyond your shlaim, but lefnim, and from that area inner, a person not allowed to act lightheaded. But that's if only he could see the temple. Meaning, although he's in that area, they could, but meaning that there's no wall separating between him and the Beis HaMikdash. Then, if there's nothing separating, and you could see, then you're not allowed to act lightheaded from that area and inwards. Now, halacha tes, so too, is asal adam la'ilam, it's always forbidden for a person to shee upon him that he should defecate, relieve himself, or she yishin, or he should sleep, in mizrach lamar, where, between east and west. To say we don't establish a lavatory between east and west, wherever it is, and the reason is because westward is where the direction of the temple was. Therefore, a person should not defecate towards the west, and neither even to the east, because that's the direction opposite the west. Rather, between north and south, which is you're relieving yourself or sleeping in that direction between north and south, which is towards the sides. It's neither facing either Mizrach or Ma'ir. And Chalamatal Mayim, and that's Seifim Lefnim, up until now we're talking about defecating, relieving oneself, what's called Gedalim. And if someone's even just urinating, but from Mount Scopus, from the place where you could see, and inwards, then actually over there, even Lo Yishtu B'fonim Klapei Kodesh, now let's sit and urinate facing towards the sanctuary. Ela, Letzavin Eladam, either to the north or to the south, or Yisalik HaKodesh Letzadon, or at least the Kodesh, the Mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash should be to his sides, but again, not facing directly forwards or backwards, even when he's just urinating, if it's from the Tzayfim Lefnim. Halacha Yud, another related halacha, is that one has to treat it with distinction and respect for the Beis HaMikdash, and hence, Ba'asul La'adam, it's forbidden for a person, Shiasa Bayis, he's not allowed to make his home, a house, Tavnes Eichel, in the same design and structure as the sanctuary. Achsad is not make a porch, tabnes ulam, in the same design as the antechamber. He's not make a chatzah court to keneged azara, like the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. He's not make a shulchan, mitzvah shulchan, he's not make his own table in the form of the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash. Umener b'tzuris menoy, he cannot make a candelabra in the same form as the candelabra in the Beis HaMikdash. Aval, but isuhu menoy, he could make a candelabra, shal chamisha konim. It could be the same design, but if it has only five stems, or shal shmoyne konim, or eight stems, because one Beis HaMikdash was specifically seven. Or if let's say he's making menorah not out of metal, even though it has seven stems, it also would be okay because the one in the Beis HaMikdash had to be specifically made out of metal. Now, Luchi Yudav continued this theme about the sanctity and hence the more higher treatment of respect. So the Rambam tells us regarding the levels of sanctity that there were in the world. So Sholosh Machnas Hei BaMidbar. So first, starting with what it was like in the days of the Midbar in the desert, there was three camps in the Midbar. You had Machne Yisrael, the camp of the populace of the Jewish people, which actually, who are Machnas, actually four camps, which is four different directions, Machne Yehuda, Machne Reuven, Machne Ephraim, Machne Dan. And then you had, besides Machne Yisrael, you had a Machne Leviyah, the Levite camp, which is further in, like it says over there in Bamidbar, V'savala Mishkan Yachanu, that around the Mishkan, around the tabernacle, they dwelled, which was Machne Leviyah, and the Israelim were in concentric circles all the way around, then more inner is the Levim. And then you have the divine camp, which was from the opening of the courtyard of the Oil Ma'id, And V'levim and the area within that, all the way in the center, was Machne Shechina. Now, connecting there is correlating is also for all future times, which is Mipesach Yerushalayim Ad Har Habayis, is from the opening of Yerushalayim, of the city, all the way till the Temple Mount. That's Kamach Nisor. That's the equivalent of what the Machne Nisor was in the Midbar. Mipesach Har Habayis Ad Pesach Hazor, from the opening of the Temple Mount till the opening of the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash, Shu Shari Nikanur, that starts by Shari Nikanur, which is the Ezra Yisrael. That's Kamach Levi. Everything up until that point is like the Levi camp. From the opening of the courtyard, inner, that's Machne Shechina, that's the divine camp. Now, the Hachel, there's two other areas that are somewhere in the middle, which is between the Har Habayis and the Ezra Yisrael, which we call the Hazara, which is the Hachel. The Ezra Hanashim, which is the women's courtyard, Mali Yisrael, that's an extra level, but Beis Alom, that was introduced into the Beis HaMikdash, that's something higher than the rest of the Har Habayis, but not yet the level of the Machne Shechina. Now, starting all the way back, the entire land of Israel is more sanctified than all the other lands of the world. What's its sanctity? Which being the barley offering on the second day of Pesach, specifically from Eretz Yisrael, Ushtei Alechem, the two breads that are brought in Shavuos from the new wheat, that's also specifically from Eretz Yisrael. And the Bikurim and the first fruits are only from Eretz Yisrael. Which you don't bring these three from other lands. As Rambam says, Halacha Yigimel, Esther Kedusha Seim Be'eretz Yisrael. Once we're in Eretz Yisrael, which is holier than all the lands, in Eretz Yisrael, there's 10 levels of sanctity, Bezul L'mal Mezul, and one's greater than the other one. First, starting from the bottom, Ayaris HaMukavas Chaimah, so the cities that are walled cities, Mekudoshes Meshar Aretz, that's holier, Eretz Yisrael itself holy, but the walled cities are holier than the rest of the land of Eretz Yisrael. How so? Shemeshalchem Etoichan Esam Etzerom, we send out some of those tzaraz, we send them out of that walled city. Then Kerv Metoichan Mess, we don't bury dead people in the walled city. Acher Yitzur Shibet Tuveir, unless when the seven officers of the chosen ones of the city, if they decide, or Kolan Sheir, or all the people of the city decide, only then can they bury a dead person over there. And actually, Vimyotza Hames, Chutz Leir, if the dead person was already taken out of the city, we actually don't take him back anymore inside. Even if everyone in the town wants to take him back, it's too late. You can't take him back inside the city. Now, anytime the people of the city want to take out a grave from that country, they say they could clear him out. And the Rambam qualifies and says, yeah, all graves you could take out, except for the grave of a prophet or of a king. Now, kever shekifato ir, if let's say there's a grave that the city surrounded that grave, whether from all four sides, or even just from two sides, but two opposing sides, im haisa, if originally there was beinoyevein the ir, between the grave and the city, more than 50 amas on either side, then then you cannot clear out that grave until everybody wants it like that. But if let's say in its origin, it didn't have so much space between it and the city, then now that we've surrounded it, they could clear it out from the city and move it out. Continuing on the sanctity, Yerushalayim Mekudeshes Mishar Hayaris HaMokeves Chayma. So Yerushalayim, which is also a walled city, however, it's more sanctified than other walled cities in Eretz Yisrael. How so? Sha'echen Kachem Kalam, you could eat over there the lower level karbanas, Umayser Sheini and the second tithe, which is Lefnei Mechamasa, specifically within the wall of Yerushalayim. And Ve'il Dvarim Shenem Yerushalayim, these are the following things that were said regarding Yerushalayim. Emelin Basames, you can't leave a corpse overnight in this city of Yerushalayim. Ve'imavirim B'techa Atzmas Adam, you don't transport the bones of a person through it. You can't rent that house inside of it because no one owns it. You don't give a space for a resident convert who is someone who is not going to do idolatry but still eats not kosher, not really a Jew. You don't give him space to live in Yerushalayim. You don't keep graves in Yerushalayim, except for the graves of the Davidic house. And the Kevah Chulda and the grave of Chulda HaNaviyah, because they were there from the days of the earlier prophets. Also, you don't plant gardens and orchards in Yerushalayim. You don't plow, because Shem HaTisach might create a foul smell because of the fertilizer. You don't maintain trees, except for a rose garden. The reason for that, they needed for the Ketaris, which was Kippas Yarden. Because that was there already from the earlier prophets. You don't keep a garbage dump in the Hashrotzim because of the bugs which grow in the garbage, and they die over there, and it's going to cause tumah for the kachim that are in Yerushalayim. Neither do you have protrusions or porches that are sticking out into the public domain in Yerushalayim, because of the canopy of Tumah, which maybe there's going to be a kazayas of a dead person on the ground, and then you have a porch hanging over it, and people are going to walk by, and then they're going to be underneath the same oil, and it's going to increase Tumah in Yerushalayim, so you don't do that. You don't make furnaces, because of the smoke, which is going to darken the walls of Yerushalayim, which is a disgrace. Neither do you grow chickens over there, because of kachim, because chickens generally peck at garbage dumps and they bring the flesh of dead bugs in their mouth. And again, it's going to cause tumah for the kachim that are there in Yerushalayim. So to kahanim, they shouldn't bring up chickens anywhere near Tisrael in their taharas because they are consuming taharas kahanim. And that could be a problem because wherever they have their chickens, it's going to bring the shrots. So to v'ina bayis nechlepa, there's no confirmation of a city, of a house that's sold. Although generally a house in a walled city like Yerushalayim is, there's a limited amount of time you can redeem it. But Yerushalayim is an eternal redemption if a person wants to redeem it. If it reaches Yevel, let's say it goes out by Yevel to the original owner, like a house in an unwalled city. And ve'enim etam ben negoyim, Yerushalayim, a house does not have a tum of negoyim. Ve'enim nas er nedachas, does not become a rejected apostate city. Ve'enim mevi egel arufa, if let's say there's a dead person that's within the closest to Yerushalayim, the people of that city don't bring the decapitated calf. And the reason is, for these last four halachas, is l'fishalei neschak l'shvatim, because Yerushalayim was not divided amongst the tribes. And each one of these halachas, therefore, have an exclusion to Yerushalayim. Because by the walled cities of that it remains by the buyer, it says, v'kama bayis l'kayne. Yerushalayim, it's not applicable because no one owns it, so it can't have the kayne. By negoyim, it says, b'bayis eretz achuzaschem, and Yerushalayim is not an achuza. It's not owned by anyone. Irin nidach, it says, b'achas arecha. Yerushalayim is not arecha, it's not your city. And gelar ruf, it says, b'adabasha, that it says, nizachol lirishto. Again, Yerushalayim is not included in that Yerusha. Hence, they don't have these halachas. Halacha tezvav, continuing higher along, harabayis mekudesh mimeno. The Temple Mount is holier than Yerushalayim. And the reason is she'in zavin v'zavis, which is a male and female that have certain genital discharge, and nidois, a menstruating woman, b'yoldis, when we give birth, they're not nechnas l'sham. They cannot go and enter into the Temple Mount because they're sent out of two machnas, which is out of the harabayis, which is machnas shechina and machnas levia. And however, umutu l'hachnas ha'meis atzim l'harabayis, you are allowed to bring a dead a person, a corpse itself, to the Temple Mount. And ain't talk limit to me, Meister Nichlasham, for sure, a person that became tummy from touching a dead person, for sure is allowed to enter there into the Temple Mount, like Moshe Rabbeinu had Asmat Yesiv, the bones of Yesiv with him, which was in Machan Leviyah. Halacha de Zayin, going further along, Hey Chael, Hachael Mekudish Memenu, the Chael is holier than the general Temple Mount. As we find, in Goyim, because you cannot have Gentiles, or to me, someone who became tummy from a dead person, Uboil Nidam, and someone who had cohabitation with a Nida, are not nechnasim, they cannot enter into the area of the chayil. Halacha yitzayin, and these two are things that were added on that weren't there in the midbar. Ezra satnashim, you have the women's courtyard. Mekadeshes min hachayil is holier than the chayil, as we find she'in tful yom nechnasim. Someone that's not even tamei anymore, he already immersed himself, but he just didn't have sundown yet. He's not allowed to enter into that area. But v'isizim edivreim, this prohibition actually is rabbinic. Because of Minatur, it's actually biblically, Mutal Litful Yom, it is permitted for a person who immersed himself that day, Likonis Machnaviyah, to go into the Libya camp, which is the Harabais, including the Ezra's Nashim, up until the Ezra's Yisrael, really. Utmeimesh, Nichnas Ezra Nashim, in the Chavachatas, as someone who is not even the Tful Yom, someone who's just a Tmeimesh that goes into the women's courtyard, is not Chayev for a Karbachatas, because biblically it's only a problem in Machna Shchina, and Ezra's Nashim is part of Machna Leviyah. Halacha Yudches, Ezra's Yisrael, the Yisrael courtyard, that's really where what we call the Hazara starts, is Mukadeshim as Nashim is holier than the women's courtyard. She'im b'chusik Yipurim, because someone who already had even Hair of Shemesh, already had sundown, certain types of people have to bring karbanis, which is called atonement, which you cannot have someone who's lacking atonement, it's even the next day, he just didn't bring it, he's not Nechlas Hashem, he cannot go into the Ezra's Yisrael. And B'tamish Nechlas Hashem Chayv Karas, if a Tomei person actually enters into the Ezra's Yisrael, the Hazara as we call it, Machla Shechina, he's going to be Chayv Karas for entering. Halacha Yitzes, Ezes HaKoyanim, moving further along in the Azar, which there's certain areas of 11 Amis that continue into holier areas, the Ezes Kohanim Mekudesh Mimen is holier than the Ezras Yisrael. She'en Yisrael Nechnasim Shem, because there a Yisrael is not allowed to enter, Elo B'Shas Sochem, only at a time when it's necessary. which is l'smicha, when the owner has to lean on his carbon, l'chapara, which he has to confess for his atonement, l'shchito, which a zar is allowed to do with slaughtering, l'snufa, which is also done by the owners when he has to do certain waving procedures, but that could only be done when he needs to. That's a holiness of the Ezes Kehanim. Moving further along, halacha chav, bein ulam l'mezbech, mekodesh mimena, between the antechamber and the altar, is holier than the Ezes Kehanim. As we find she'im bali mumin, because someone who is blemished, or fru roish, or someone that has long hair, or kribu gadim, or his garments are torn, they're not nechlas nesham, they cannot go into the area between the ulam l'mezbech. Halacha chaval, continue further along, ha'heichel mekodesh mimena ulam l'mezbech. The sanctuary itself is holier than the area between the antechamber and the mezbech. She'im nechlas nesham, he'il l'chutz damar glam, because now enter into the heichel, unless you already have washed your hands and your feet. The holiest of holies are holier than the Heichel, because no one's allowed to enter there. Elokein Gadol, on the high priest, Purim in the Day of Atonement, B'Shas Avayda, at the time that he's doing the service. Now, Halachah of Gimel, correlating to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Makom Shoyi Ba'aliyah, which the base of Mikdash is very high, there was an area on the upper story that was Mechuvin al Kodesh HaKadoshim, that correlates to the holiest of holies. No one would enter over there, only once every 7 years, laid the mahatzach to see what has to be done over there, to support the foundations, to support the structure. Now, at the time when the builders go in to build to fix in the sanctuary, let's say they have to take out something that was tamei over there, the mitzvah is that who should enter should be kahanim that are unblemished. Now, leimatzat tamim, if they didn't find the construction workers that are unblemished, you can't say bala mumin, then they should enter if they're blemished. Now, v'imenshan kahanim, if there's no kahanim, you can't say levim, then let levim enter. Leimatz levim, they didn't find levim, you can't say so, let even a regular Yisrael go in. Now, mitzvah b'tahim, the mitzvah is that they should be pure. Leimatzat tahim, if they didn't find pure people, you can't say tamim, then let the tamim people go in. What happens if you have tamim bala mum, which both of them are b'diyavid, but which one is better, the tamim person or the blemished person? So says Ram, you can't as balmum, let the blemished person go in, but icon is tummy, and not the tummy person go in. And the reason is that tumma tchui b'tzibur, because tumma is only rejected to be done in public, it's not ideal, and therefore the blemished person at least is not tummy. Where there are other girsalias over here in the Rambam, but this is the girsa that we have, that the tummy person is not as ideal, never the balmum should go in. Now, b'chol nechnosin laheichel l'sakan, whoever enters into the sanctuary to fix, you can't say they should go in the box, because you don't want them to just derive pleasure from the heichel. And then shamatevis, if there's no boxes, or they can't do the work they need to do in the box, then you can't do the psachim, then they could just enter through the entrances.